Praise the Lord. Dear friends, we continue our study about the religious situation of Palestine in the time of Jesus. We saw some of the leaders of the Israelites of that time. We spoke about the Pharisees and the lawyers or the scribes, people who were really interested or committed to the law of the Lord, to the study of the law, to the teaching of it, and to the living of it. Today I would like to concentrate on another group called the Sadducees. This is another leading group of the Israelites in the time of Jesus. This is what you call the priestly aristocracy of the time. They were the leaders, the priestly leaders of the people. They were usually very rich and Jerusalem-based clergy. The name Sadducee comes from the ancient priest Sadok, and the Sadducees claim to be the descendants of that priest Sadok. Sadok was the priest appointed by David and then re-established by Solomon. After the exile, the Sadducite group became very influential and strong. They had their own political influence in the society. They were more concerned about power and governance than the observance of the law. This was a secularized clergy, a clergy very much involved in political affairs and economic matters. During the time of the Hasmoneans or the Maccabean period, they always changed allegiance, siding with the winning group. That was a kind of politics of opportunism. The one who wins is our party, our leader. They used to act according to that principle, join the victorious group. So they very often changed their allegiance in the rivalry of the Hasmonean family. During the time of King Herod the Great, they did not have much of an influence. But after his death, they as a whole favored the Roman rule. They were not happy with Archelaus, but they collaborated with the Romans, though not wholeheartedly. The Sadducees were the leading clergy. The high priest always belonged to their group. The chief priests also were Sadducees. In fact, all the priests were Sadducees, and Sadducees were all priests. So during the time of Jesus, Sadducees were a very influential group of the elite, of the rich. As for their religious belief, they were rather secularized and Hellenized. They were more logical in their faith. They did not believe in the existence of soul or afterlife or resurrection of the dead. All these things could not be proved logically or established by reason, so they would not accept it. As for the scripture, they concentrated on the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. And they would enjoy their lives. They would say, tomorrow we die, and we don't know what happens after death. Probably everything ends with death. So enjoy life as long as you live. So this was the attitude of the Sadducees. These were just the opposite of what the Pharisees thought. So these were two rival groups, both religious leaders, but extremely opposed to each other. And they ridiculed all those who believed in the resurrection of the dead. And it seems that this rivalry had been somehow taken advantage of by Paul when he was put on trial by the Sanhedrin. Knowing that some of the people were Sadducees and the others were Pharisees, Paul said in a loud voice, "Brothers, today I am put on trial because I believe in the resurrection." And then the Pharisees, all of them, shouted saying, "This man is innocent, we don't find any fault with him." But the Sadducees were of other conviction. And these are the Sadducees who came to put Jesus to the test with a tricky question. And the Gospel of Mark gives a description of the Sadducees. Chapter 12, verse 18. "Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him and asked him the question, saying, concerning the resurrection. And we know the story of seven brothers marrying the same woman, all dying without children, and finally the woman also. Whose wife is she going to be at the time of resurrection?" So they want to point the teaching about resurrection as ridiculous. Now, what was the attitude of Jesus? A response that we find in Mark 12, 24. Jesus said to them, "Is it not this the reason you go wrong, that you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God?" Jesus considered them as ignorant rather than malicious. The Sadducees did not approve of Jesus, but their hatred or rivalry against Jesus was not so fierce as that of the Pharisees and lawyers. Now, this is the Sadducees, the group, the secularized, pleasure-loving, rich, aristocratic priests. So we have seen the Pharisees, the lawyers, the Sadducees. Now I would like to introduce another group. Even though their name is not mentioned in the Gospels, their presence was very much actively felt in the New Testament time. They are called the Essenes. This is a monastic group, maybe the first monastic community we find in the history of Israel. We know more about them after the discovery of what we call the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was by sheer chance that an Arab shepherd boy found out the scrolls hidden in earthen jars in a cave near the Dead Sea, neighboring to the place called Qumran. It was in 1947. Ever since, many more caves have been discovered, 14 of them altogether. And hundreds of jars with thousands and thousands of manuscripts have come to light. And scholars are still deciphering all these writings. From these writings of the scrolls, there emerges a picture of a group that was not known much about beforehand. And these people are called the Essenes. Who were they? What was their life? What was their influence in the New Testament time? The Essenes, as I said, was a monastic community. But they started off like the Hasidim or the Pharisees, whom we have already seen. It was during the Maccabean revolt against the forced Hellenization policy of the Syrian king Antiochus that this group also came into existence, the Hasidim. After the victory of the Maccabees, when the Maccabean rule also gradually followed a very secular, worldly way of life, certain people felt very much offended and cheated by this attitude of the Maccabees. They thought the Hasmoneans or the Maccabees, they did not have any right to be the high priest, and some of them were illegitimate. And there was a quarrel, as we have already seen, with the Pharisees. A certain group of people who were much more strict in observance of the law, they withdrew themselves into the desert under the leadership of a person whom they called the teacher of righteousness. This teacher seems to have been a priest of radical convictions, a priest who is really committed to the observance of the law, to the letter. And these people did not approve of the Hasmonean way of life and the way of conducting sacrifices and leading the people. Even though they withdrew to the desert, their very presence was considered a threat to the very existence of the Hasmonean rule. So, the Hasmonean king sent army to the desert, and there was a conflict, and the teacher of righteousness was killed, and the disciples fled to Damascus, where they stayed for some time. After the Romans took over Palestine in BC 63 under Pompey, these people returned to the Dead Sea area, to a place called Qumran, and there they started their serious monastic life. The time of Jesus, there seemed to have been about 5,000 people living this monastic life, and they are called the Essene monks. What were they doing? They were observing the law. They study the law, they write, they interpret, they write commentaries on all the books of the scripture of the Bible. They were monks living away from the world. And by this monastic life of austere observance of the law, practice of religion, of a severe penance and fasting, they were preparing themselves for the coming of the Messiah. So they considered themselves as the true church, the community of the Messiah, the community of the end time or the eschatological community, who were preparing the way of the Messiah in the desert in fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 42, prepare a way for the Lord in the desert. So these people considered themselves as the true community waiting, preparing for the Messiah. And they were preparing for a war not against any worldly, earthly people, but against the forces of darkness. And they had their own rule. And we have got this, what they call the war scroll, or the rule of war, among the manuscripts found in Qumran caves. They had a community of their own, and they had their community rule. We have got also the documents called the community rule, or the Damascus rule, and many commentaries on the scripture like Habakkuk, Nahum, Hosea, Psalms. So they were in the desert preparing the way for the Lord. How did one become an Essene? Young people who sought admittance to this community were asked to undergo a severe test and training of about 3 years. They had a lot of ritual ablutions. They had to get up very early in the morning. They had prayers, they had fastings and other observances. And when the training is over, they are given their official dress, white linen cloth with a turban. Their activity mainly centered on reading and transcribing or copying the Bible and making commentaries on it. Only men were admitted to this community. Marriage was forbidden. They were purely vegetarian. They could not eat meat. They restrained themselves from all luxury items. It was a kind of witnessing against the Sadducean priesthood or the secularized priesthood, this monastic life as a severe, strict life of spirit. We do not know if John the Baptist belonged to this group. But what Luke says that John was in the desert till the word of God came to him. It would seem that John also, at least partially, belonged to this particular community. As I said, there were about 5,000 people in this community, divided into groups of hundreds and 200s living in the desert. Their spirit was absorbed also by people living in the country. Even though the Essene monks did not come out of their enclosure to preach or to teach, but their spirit somehow came to the community. and many joined this group in a spiritual way, accepting many of their teaching, doing penance, something similar to the Third Order of St. Francis in our community. So these were the lay people who were not really bound by a vow or ordination, but people who were dedicated, committed to the observance of the law. So the spirit of the Essenes had somehow spread all over Palestine. And many of the disciples of Jesus apparently belonged to this group. The life of Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus, could be somehow compared to that of the Essene community. Even though they were married, they remained as celibates. It would seem that in Qumran itself, there were two communities of men and women living apart. Scholars came to this conclusion by analyzing the skeleton of some of which belonged to women. So we know from other sources that these were unmarried people, celibates. But how then come skeletons of women? So it would seem that they had a kind of community of the women also. So this community lasted till AD 70, when the Romans attacked. After destruction of Jerusalem, they came to the Dead Sea area, and there the Qumran community or the Essene community were also attacked and destroyed. Before the Roman soldiers came, the Essene monks had put away all their manuscripts in huge earthen jars and hid them away in the caves in the neighboring mountains. And there they remain for 1,900 years to be casually discovered by a shepherd boy. We do not know how all these Essene monks ended their lives, but with the destruction of Jerusalem and the defeat in AD 70, these Essene monks also ceased to exist. Maybe they were all killed or they fled to neighboring countries and they lived in a different way. So now we close this session with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending us your law. We thank you for teaching us through all these ancient people, their customs, their beliefs and practices, especially the monks of Essene, who were the true church of the end time, from whom we have learned quite a lot. It is your Son that taught us that we are the real church. We who accept Jesus as our Redeemer, as our Savior. Enable us to be faithful to Him. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.